Jesus asks us a couple of questions. What is the kingdom of God like? To what can I compare it? Jesus starts out with things that appear small, weak, and insignificant. And yet in the course of the little parable, it goes from insignificance to significance. You don't remember the actual amount of like the three measures of wheat flour. I say measures, we might think, well, oh, a cup, three cups of flour. No, it's a huge amount, an absolutely huge amount of flour. But it doesn't matter. A little yeast and the whole batch is leavened. My brothers and sisters, we look at the gospel message of Jesus Christ, the proclamation. There are parts of it that we must possess, and we must possess them in truth and in right. Because if we don't possess them, something is incredibly wrong and missing with our faith. The examples that came to mind were mathematical problems. I don't want to set that aside. Just not do math today. I remember once I saw a huge crossword puzzle, like literally like 6 feet by 6 feet. Have you ever seen those? Like a poster. It's huge. I don't know how long it takes someone to do it, but it's a crossword puzzle. Get it in your mind. You got it? 6 feet by 6 feet. Thousands of words. What happens if I go and I take an eraser and I erase one letter right in the middle and write a different letter? What happens? Well, other than people being mad at me, the truth of the matter is, everything on that poster has to change because the one letter that I put on there is true. Everything else on that word puzzle, on that crossword, now must change because a point of truth has been entered into. Just like yeast being put into the dough, or a mustard seed being put into the garden. When truth comes and enters our life, things in ourselves must change. Ideas of who we are must change. The way that we understand experiences or events of our life must change. And it seems at times insignificant. Truth I spoke this weekend in the homilies, that you must love yourself properly in order to love another. You must do that because God has loved you. Be loved first. This truth has to be spoken into us, that we are worthy of being loved. Why? Because God has loved us. If we imagine that we are beloved or lovable, that we are worthy of being loved because God has loved us, if it sounds so insignificant in the big thing, you know, I bet you if you go to the Catholic Catechism, which is like 2 inches thick, and you look up there, I don't know if you'll find that phrase, you know, I'm lovable. But my brothers and sisters, that truth, seemingly insignificant in the big scope of things and in chapter and verse and volumes and volumes of volumes of theology, if that is gotten wrong, all of that theology is wrong. If that truth is not spoken into my life or the understanding of who I am in my life, then my whole understanding of myself is wrong. See how dangerous the gospel message of Jesus Christ is? Do you understand why our forebears were put to the death, were put to death and murdered and killed because of the gospel message of Jesus Christ? Because it's dangerous. I said, one little thing, one little truth spoken into our life. Everything has to change in order to be in relationship with the truth. Everything. Such is the kingdom of God. Such is the gospel message of Jesus Christ, proclaimed and received. Truth inserted into our life, and every word around it now must change to embrace that truth. May we receive the gospel message with love and with trust and courage. Amen.